So I'm hanging out with Ryan Stite from Test Shot Starfish, and this is what they sound like. This is their the first track from their recently released album. Check it out. Electronic music for electronic music's sake. Some say it's a dying breed, you know, as opposed to just making the latest dance track in the hopes that they'll play it on the dance station or whatever. Well, Ryan, first of all, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You know,
glad to be here.
I think your music is awesome.
Thanks.
So, well, first let's start with the name, because right. I have to know. Did you come up with the name because it's a tongue twister?
Well, it is a tongue twister. Yeah. No, the name. A friend of ours was really liking our music. God, it's been probably 3 years now, and he wanted to put us on a compilation that he was putting together. But we really didn't have a name that we were happy with at that time. And so we had a few conversations with him and brainstormed. We were really throwing around some ideas, and he came up with this idea. He says, "Hey, what about Test Shot Starfish?" And I was like,
"So just a random thing?"
Totally random. And I was like, "What is that?" So then we started researching it, and it was really kind of cool because it was actually a military government experiment back in the 1950s. They were setting off these nuclear tests over the oceans and deserts and things. And what happened was this one they called Test Shot Starfish, and it released this electromagnetic pulse that just wiped out satellites and telephone systems and radios and everything electronic. And it was just kind of a new discovery at that time. So it was kind of cool because that's kind of what we were doing with our music at that time. We're just kind of making something completely different, completely unmainstream. I was trying to do it from a sound design aspect and a graphic design. I'm a graphic designer, so it kind of came to me naturally like that too.
Right. There's a visual element to what Test Shot Starfish is. Tell me a little bit about that.
So the visuals, I came from graphic design, and that's how I ended up doing music, actually. My partner Kyle in this music project, he has a classical music background, and I was graphic design. So he brought me DJ equipment, and we started working together as friends. And we started buying keyboards, and I started learning how to make all these sounds, and it was really similar to making visuals. The same process, you know, layers upon layers upon layers to make a certain sound. So I really got into that, and he got really into the composing and mixing and making sculpting sounds, that kind of thing. So it just kind of came out naturally like that. And visuals, I just wanted to incorporate my art with the music, so it fits so perfectly. So we've been filming things just all over the world, you know, everywhere we go. So,
and so is there a live element to your music, or is it more about preparing the music and preparing the visuals and then showing them together?
There is a live element. I do sounds and visuals live when we perform. Usually the song comes first, and I'll make visuals around it, and then live you can kind of manipulate it as you go a bit.
Are you guys touring now, or where can one see Test Shot Starfish?
We're not touring at the moment. We're actually working on a new album right now. But we do play shows off and on, like the Knitting Factory and Hangar 1018 downtown, just random places around L.A. We keep it posted on our website, testshotstarfish.com.
Cool. Tell me a little bit about, you know, where you get your sounds from, your inspirations, because it's a unique style that you use.
Basically, first I start off, I'll make a library, like a pretty big library. I just go around collecting sounds with a microphone and a DAT machine, just kind of, you know, rocks and sidewalk sounds and clothing sounds and just anything that kind of has a crunchiness to it or organic feel to it. And then once I put it all into the computer and make a library, I start to squeeze them and compress them and stretch them and add reverbs and effects. And I start to build this whole new library of a different effects, spacey sounds, and then they spark ideas to start beats, and that's usually how I start, with some simple beats and crunchy weird sounds, and then somehow a pad in mind comes to mind, or a synth sound or something that will start to develop.
And I had the privilege of seeing your old studio, and you had like a whole bunch of keyboards, like every possible kind of keyboard, even like little ones like a kid would have. And
right.
So you like to take sounds and loops from just a variety of sources.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. Once you buy one, you know, one piece of hardware, it's very addictive, and you just you know, you're on eBay like just searching all through the night trying to find all these crazy things. I'm really into like circuit bent. Like you know, Fisher Price kid toys and speaking spells and that kind of thing, because you just sit there for an hour recording stuff on the computer, and then you've got this like 2 hour track, and you can just really go in and cut out little chunks and pieces that are like really cool sounds, because these things are also random, and then you just go from there. And yeah, I'm definitely a gear whore.
And when you and Kyle go into to start a song, like you start with nothing. Yeah. Like what is the first element that is it? Is like, oh, I heard this really great sound. We should build a song around it, or is
usually,
I had an idea for a loop, or it starts with one thing.
Usually, it's like a sound that just sparks a really cool idea, and it is usually a sound effect kind of sound that I start with. But sometimes if I'm playing with a keyboard, it'll be like I said, a pad or something that's really rich, and it's like, wow, that's so cool. I have to just kind of elaborate around that. And then usually the cool part, sometimes just throw away anyway, because it doesn't work at the end. But
right, in the end, you have a song that's totally different
from exactly,
what you started
with. So I'll use it for something else or whatever. You know.
Cool. Well, let's play another track from from your new CD, and then after that, we'll talk about the process of making an album and releasing it and all that. This one is called Extra Points. You're listening to Test Shot Starfish on Is Good with John Hirschfield on killradio.org.
We develop instruments in order to pry into unknown solar systems, and these instruments will soon be used in electronic computers to reduce our friendships, our conversations, and our thoughts into scientific data to discover whether they are the right friendships, the right conversations, and the right thoughts, which conform. But how can a thought be new and at the same time conform?
So this is your official debut album, your full-length debut. Tell me about the process. This is, by the way, you're listening to Is Good. I always forget to tell people what they're listening to. You're listening to Is Good with John Hirschfeld on killradio.org. I'm hanging with Ryan Stite from Test Shot Starfish, and we're listening to their new album. When was this released?
A couple months ago. It was cool. It's pretty new.
So tell me about the process of, okay, you have a collection of songs, mm-hmm. put them in a certain order, you call it an album, and then what?
Yeah, well, it was quite a few songs. We had like 30 songs, mm-hmm. and then,
there's like a dozen on here, right?
Yeah. There's like I think there's 12 songs, you're right. Yeah, it was a process of just elimination, you know, putting them together. I would burn CD after CD after CD, listen to it in the car, at the house, you know. Okay, this track's not working after this track, and at the end you're like, oh, toss it, it's not working.
So you have a lot of leftover tracks maybe you'll rework and put
on
a new album.
That's exactly what I'm doing at the moment, yeah.
And you're working on the new album now.
Yeah, you're going through the old songs and pulling out the elements that you weren't happy with and rearranging, and you're getting new toys. You're like, oh, I got to take this out and play with this other new toy and fix that.
Mm-hmm. And who's distributing this? Ken Pye Records,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. And how'd you get hooked up with them?
A good friend of ours was working at the label, and she really liked our music. She was really trying to push experimental electronic music with them. And she brought us into the office, and we had a little meeting, and we really vibed really well with them. And so we went for it.
Where can people get this?
You can get it anywhere. Tower, Virgin, where else? Probably Amoeba.
You can download it from iTunes.
Download it from iTunes, yeah.
Cool. And you guys also have a web presence. You have testshotstarfish.com, mm-hmm. myspace.com/testshotstarfish.
Uh-huh. Cool. Yeah, you can listen to music there, and you can buy it from Amazon there, too.
I was reading up on you guys a little bit, and you've done some interesting remix projects. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah. I think the one you have is a Gus Goose remix. I've been a huge fan of them. They're one of my big inspirations into electronic music. And years later, we were friends with the Moonshine guys when they were still going strong. And they offered us elements to a Gus Gus track called David, which I was just ecstatic about. I was really thrilled that they liked us our sound enough to offer that up. So I really got into that, and we made a few mixes. I made a really ambient mix, which I think is the one you have here. Mm-hmm. There's a dance track mix, too. But unfortunately, the label kind of went in a different direction at the end of the whole thing, and it was never released publicly. So
so it's a Kill Radio exclusive.
Right, right. You'll have an exclusive listen.
Awesome. But I was also reading you did remixes for some other artists. That's all right? Snoop Dogg? Coldplay?
Yeah, we did a Snoop Dogg and Glenn, yeah.
What does a Test Shot Starfish remix of a Snoop Dogg sound, sound like? How do you take something that's so diametrically, like so different from your style? And
it's very Warp Records-y.
Yeah.
A lot of glitchy sounds, like kind of Aphex Twin twist to it.
Mm-hmm. But do you like that sort of challenge?
Yeah, I love that kind of stuff.
What are some of your other influences? I mean, obviously, you can just from musically. Listening. There's some Orbital. There's some Boards of Canada.
Definitely, yeah.
Are there any other groups people should be thinking about?
I'm really into, I guess, you know, like the Orb is just amazing to me. It's just because their songwriting techniques are so out there. So there's no rules. It's completely free of any standard songwriting rules, and it can be completely ambient at one moment with like, you know, flies buzzing around your head and motorcycles flying by,
mm-hmm.
and then the next minute it's like you're in a dance club somewhere, and then it goes back to some ambient thing. And I just love that, like an art piece. It's just it's totally free form writing, and there's no worries. It's totally chill, and whatever's creative at the moment you can just throw in there and see if it works.
Have you guys ever collaborate with other artists or have guest vocalists and things like
that?
Yeah,
we've collaborated with a few artists to do like guitar for us and things like that, and we have done some vocal stuff, which especially on this new album is going to be a lot more of that, collaborating with vocalists and percussionists and different electronic artists as well.
Well, cool. Well, let's take a listen to this Goose Goose remix. This is Test Shot Starfish remixing Goose Goose. What's the name of the song?
David.
David. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. We'll be right back. That was Test Chat Starfish remixing Goose Goose. You're listening to Is Good with John on killradio.org. Ryan, this is good stuff. I mean, there's definitely a visual quality to the music. You know, right. It makes you think about imagery and stuff. I can see how it works well with the art pieces. But you guys also do things for films as well, right?
Yeah, we do a lot of sound design for films and video games, that kind of thing, whatever comes along the way like that. We're starting up. We have a record label called Subtractive as well. So really the focus is music content and developing new electronic artists as well as ourselves. So that's really the focus, especially of this next coming up year.
What is success in terms of new electronic artists? Because it's not the same thing as American Idol.
No, not at all. I don't know. I just think getting it out there so people can, we get feedback all the time from people from all over the world that are loving our music and inspiring and them to make music, and they're sending us their music, just out of appreciation. I think, to me, that's what's successful. It's not really about making money, because I know it's not going to be that for a while. And the money comes from, licensing from movies and TV shows and video games and that kind of thing. And that comes in time. But for now, it's just really getting it out there, just having fun with it, meeting new people. It just keeps you going and inspired yourself,
Yeah. I guess the emphasis is less on getting radio play and more on... meeting someone who has their CD in their car, or hearing it in a lounge somewhere or something like that.
Right. That's a really cool experience for sure, to experience that. And here's my song.
Have you had that experience? Uh-huh. You run into Test Chat Starfish somewhere else?
Yeah, it's pretty bizarre.
Yeah.
But hopefully we'll be doing a lot more of those experiences.
And you guys were also on, you had a track on a compilation called Groove Closet, which is a really good CD.
From Ball of Wax, yeah.
Yeah, and there's some other great...
John Kelly.
Linear is on there, and and how did you get hooked up with that?
We're friends with Dave Delasky, who is of Ball of Wax Records, and we've been good friends with John Kelly, DJ John Kelly, for quite a while. We're all kind of in the same... Everybody kind of runs in these same groups once in a while, after you've been going for a while in electronic music. So they would just put a compilation together, and our stuff kind of fit with what they were doing at the time, so it worked really well together. And I've been doing some kind of graphic design stuff for Ball of Wax and for John Kelly, and so it all worked as a group of friends together on that.
Cool. Do you think that, since you've developed a unique style of sound that's particular to Test Chat Starfish, do you think that can limit you in any way? Do you find yourself making a song and go, oh, you know what, this is actually too dancey for us? Or
yeah, yes and no. It did take a few years to develop the sound that we have now. It wasn't always like that. It was kind of like more dancey in the beginning. Then it took this turn. And when I do a track that's not too dancey for an album or something, I'll use it for something else or decompose it later and take parts here and there for different things. I am pushing myself to do something new in this new album. Like I said, a lot more percussionists and guitar players and vocalists and recording new atmospheres, really using real reverb space. Like, I really want to try to record in live caves and museums and stuff like that, getting natural, organic reverbs. And so, yeah, I'm going to try to push myself in that direction. But it always does come back to kind of our sound in the end.
You got to be true to yourself. Tell me a little bit about the partnership. I mean, there's two of you. What is it that you bring that's different from what Kyle brings?
Well, it's me and Kyle. Like I said, Kyle came from a classical training background in piano, and I came from a art design background and photography. So I bring a lot of sound design to the table. Like I make a lot of the sounds and develop the sounds. He's good at arranging. I'll start making something and I know it's a mess and it's driving me crazy and I can't figure it out. So he'll come in and just, fix it, make it like a real song, so to speak. And he also mixes it. We mix it together, but he knows the programs really well and knows how to get what we need to have sound out of it. So he's really good at that, mixing it and developing a sound, shaping a sound at the end. So it's a perfect collaboration.
It's great. When can we expect the new album?
That's a good question. definitely within this next year. I would say mid-year.
Okay, and in the meantime, everyone needs to go get the self-titled Test Shot Starfish album, and that should be everywhere, iTunes, Tower, yeah. Virgin. Great, and check out the website. So let's leave off with another song from your CD. What do you recommend?
How about Polaris? It's a little upbeat.
Excellent. Ryan, thanks so much for coming in.
Yeah, so glad to be here. It's great.
And this has been Test Shot Starfish on Is Good with John Hirschfield on killradio.org. We're back on Is Good with me, John, killradio.org. That's Peace Orchestra, Meister Petz. They're Peace Orchestra, a.k.a. Peter Kruder. Before that, Amon Tobin, Four Ton Mantis, and start off the set with, before that, Opus 3, Stars in My Pocket, and then before that was a track from Test Shot Starfish, who was my guest today. And how cool is Test Shot Starfish? I like it. I'm totally convinced. Anyway, we're about ready to finish up. Messi's here setting up for her show. I'm going to play a few tracks I've been spinning in my mind lately, totally unrelated to anything I played earlier. And that's pretty much it for this Thursday, December 15th. wish I was Bulletproof too. That'd be nice. That was Radiohead. Before that, Ocean Blue with Emotions Ring. That's it. That's my show. My guest next week is Novi Split. Check out novisplit.com, NOVISPLIT. It's good stuff. This is John. You've been listening to Is Good on KillRadio.org. DJ Messy is next.